Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, I'm very honored to have our next guest on the show. And I when you hear me explain and reveal him to you, you will be too. Cyrus Ansari is, I've said this before, it's one thing to receive awards. You've received awards, I've received awards. But when you've had an award named for you, that's a big deal. That's when you know that you've arrived. And the Cyrus A. Ansari Prize for Courage and Character is an award that that the university, this Columbia University, awards every year in his honor. And that tells you a little bit about his service to that school and to our country and to the world. He's been a member of he's been an education professional. He's been a business leader. He's not an author now with his new book, George Washington, Dealmaker in Chief, and he's here to talk to us about this very topic. Cyrus Ansari, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. I wish I had time to tell them more about you because it's an amazing career you had of service, 100% service. It's so impressive as an attorney, as a business leader, as an educator. But we've got a lot to talk about because I want to talk about your book. George Washington, as my audience knows, Cyrus, George Washington is someone that I've been amazed with all my life, and we've covered him on this show with curators from Mount Vernon ever since I've been doing my show for 20 years, 20 plus years.
Yes.
So that's the reason why I was so excited about your book. Everybody knows he was a great general, and a lot of people, you know, give him credit for so many things that he did as president, and I want to talk a little bit about that in a little while. But first, we need to talk about the essence of your book, and that's some of the influences behind the economics of his life. Talk to us about that.
Well, in order to understand what George Washington did, you have to put yourself in the mindset of the colonial period.
Mm-hmm.
The British method of dealing with the colonies was to put every variety of rules and restrictions on them. They could not sell their produce, tobacco, whatever they produced, they could not sell them just to anybody. They had to sell them through an English broker. And so they could not look for the best market for their products. The British mandated that there would be no manufacturing going on in America. And so all the finished products had to be purchased from England.
They were protecting jobs. They were protecting English manufacturing jobs, weren't they?
Absolutely. Yes, they did. And George Washington, who really was basically an unbelievably good entrepreneur from the time he started out in his teens, he chafed under these restrictions. And so the first opportunity he had, which was when he became president, he set out to change the economic picture in the country and create an incubation for the entrepreneurship of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to be able to accomplish their aspirations in the business world, he took a lot of measures, and that's really what we are benefiting from today. One by one, I can mention them to you. One of the worst impediments to the creation of a business in those days was something called debtor's prison.
Mm-hmm.
And debtor's prison was a horrible place. If you simply were unable to pay a single bill, if you start a business, you know there's always risk involved.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up not being able to pay your bills or defaulted on a loan, you ended up in debtor's prison.
That's a very European normally, thing. That's a very European paradigm, wasn't it?
It was indeed. And when the debtor had his hands and arms wrapped and tied together and hanging from his ceiling.
Wow.
And then his legs were chained and tied to
Washington, attached to the floor. And Washington ended that, didn't he?
Yes, he took a lot of steps in that direction, and that was one of the major obstacles that were removed
When we come back, I'm going to take what Cyrus just said, and we're going to talk about how that has now differentiated in the difference in the economic expansion in the United States and the stagnation that continues in Europe today. Cyrus, answering, and I will be right back. Cyrus is a great American. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.